This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Cheers of relief at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Hundreds of people reacting as Pope Francis appeared in public for the first time in more than 5 weeks. He's now been released from that hospital and is back at the Vatican, says ABC's Inez de la Caterra.
The Pope being advised to rest, but we know this is a Pope who loves to work, and he has a busy period coming up. It's a Jubilee year, so lots of events planned for that. And Easter is right around the corner. It's the holiest period of the church calendar. Decisions regarding his schedule will be made based on how his health improves.
President Trump's directing the attorney general to punish law firms engaging in what he called, quote, frivolous and unreasonable litigation against the United States. Two people have been arrested in connection with the Friday night shooting in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left 3 dead and 15 hurt, and at least 26 people were killed in overnight Israeli strikes on Gaza. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'll say it now. Keep your dreams alive. How's that for a show opening? And closing. You'll hear it again around noon. Joe Piscopo was in Kenosha a couple weeks ago, made a big hit at the Kenosha Comedy Club. He started out with Sinatra impersonations on Saturday Night Live. Very good ones, may I say, and I think we should do a Joe Piscopo tune. What do you say?
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a rock and roll superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes, he's Italian, and he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here he is singing a medley of rock and roll classics. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
So kind, you're marvelous. Mr. Sinatra, a distinct honor and pleasure to be here with you, sir. Thank you so much. As you all know, I'm very fond of rock and roll. And right now, I'd like to do for you a rock tune. One made famous by the Rolling Stones, but right now, I'd like to do it the right way. My way. Yeah.
On the mic, though. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances for your Sunday. Breezy south to southeast winds turning to the west in the afternoon with gusts up around 25 and 30 miles per hour. Highs will top out in the upper 40s. Some of the rain locally heavy. Tonight, rain ending breezy and upper 20s. Currently 44 degrees.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer,
$149 or less,
and soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
In the fight for our kids' futures and our public schools, we can't afford to stay silent. Brittany Kincer lobbied for the private voucher school industry that drains funds from our public schools. And it doesn't stop there. Kincer worked at alternative schools that cut costs with overcrowded classrooms. 60 to 90 students and unlicensed adults in charge. That's not what's best for our kids. It's time to take a stand. Support our kids. Support our public schools. Demand accountability from Brittany Kincer, who would use our tax dollars to help her donors while leaving our schools and kids behind. Call 415-940-9350 and tell Brittany Kincer, protect our kids. No more cuts to public schools to benefit private interests. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on air.
Under my thumb, your cuckoo model.
I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. Got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great
just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe, maybe, maybe tonight.
Music of the Stars, Johnny Mathis. Early Sinatra with Harry James. Go back to 1939. Has Harry James on that horn, but Frank was the star about that time.
Every day, just go along dawn till sundown, is the rundown. Every day that comes, comes once in a lifetime. Take each day and gather the rosebuds in it. Fill each minute. Every day that comes, comes once in a lifetime. Think of now, tomorrow is waiting in the wings. Who knows what it brings? While the future waits, the present swings from day to day. Brooklyn or China, across the bay. Only once comes this particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live, live, live. Come.
comes once in a lifetime. Think of now, tomorrow is waiting in the wings. Who knows what it brings? While the future waits, the present swings from day to day. In Brooklyn or China, across the bay, only once comes this particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live, live, live today. La, 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 la.
On Broadway.
So live today.
Mr. Broadway, Tony Bennett. And Doris Day, 1954.
The night is dressed up for dreaming, and on the meadows below, a star falls out of the heavens and fades in the air. Glow. The wind embraces the willow, the ivy clings to the tree. My arms are waiting to hold. Wherever my lover may be, and so I'll walk in the moonlight till my love comes to
Tiomka, Wild as the Wind. Music of the Stars. Picture of 1957, Johnny Mathis had the hit. Wild as the Wind. Here's Kenneth Branagh.
No one can tell me. Nobody knows where the wind comes from, where the wind goes. It's flying from somewhere as fast as it can. I couldn't keep up with it, not if I ran. But if I stopped holding the string of my kite, it would blow with the wind for a day and a night. And then when I found it, wherever it blew, I should know that the wind had been going there too. So then I could tell them where the wind goes, but where the wind comes from, nobody knows.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You touch me, I hear the sound of mandolins. You kiss me, and with your kiss the world begins. You're spring to me, all things to me. Your life itself, like a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me, for we're creatures of the wind, and wild is the wind, the wind. Wild is my love for you. Let me rest today. You're blowing me no good, no good. Go. Go away. Skies are oh so gray. Around my neighborhood, and that's no good. You're only me. misleading, the sunshine I'm needing. Ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere. When love's to blame, so ill wind blows. Let me rest today. You're blowing me no good. No good. No.
Ted Kaler wrote that. For Broadway, Ill Wind.
High on a windy hill, oh, I feel my heart stand still. Oh, I can hear you calling my
1953. The Jackie Gleason Orchestra with Artie Melvin and Doris Day. The Music of the Stars.
Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that is blown away. Gone with the wind, my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart, just like a flame. Love burned brightly and became an empty smoke dream that is gone with the wind. Then became an empty smoke dream that is gone with the wind.
The Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Andy Williams, this is from Hollywood. The picture Papillon, Steve McQueen, Dustin Hoffman, Andy Williams.
Yesterday's world is a dream, like a river that runs through my mind, made of fields and the white pebble stream that I knew as a child. Butterfly wings in the sun taught me all that I needed to see, for they sang to my heart. Yesterday's world is a dream.
What color is
like
the wind? Daddy's? Is it yellow, red, or blue?
Fields and the white pebble stream that I knew as a child. Butterfly wings in the sun taught me all that I needed to see. For they sang to my heart.
is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red, or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is a gentle breeze a lighter shade? Just like his friend the sea, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. Its shape and size, I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, Daddy, I've touched it with my toes. And snow is pure as white, Daddy, I felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold. Blow, wind, blow, wild and free. My daddy says you're a lot like me. My daddy says you're a lot like. What color is the wind?
Jack Jones. Charlie Lansborough wrote that. 1994. Jack recorded it in 1997. A ballad about a young blind child trying to envision the world.
Now, the rest of the story. Peggy would never forget September 1907. It was then that her mother, Maybelle, enrolled her in the Forest Avenue Elementary School in Atlanta. And that morning, on the first day of the first grade, well, it was not a happy day. Peggy was upset by what she perceived as an unnecessary change in her life. She threw a tantrum, is what she did. She would not go to school, she exclaimed through tears. She would stay with her mother and things would always be as they always were. But this is the rest of the story. Mother Maybelle did not say a word. Instead, she went outside and hitched up the horse and buggy and took her daughter for a ride. The destination was a run-down section of town, a once grand and dignified neighborhood called Jonesboro. As the two drove along, Maybelle pointed to the proud old homes of yesteryear that now lay in ruins. "Look over there," Mother said. "Fine, wealthy families used to live in those houses." And yet the gardens that had once exploded with color were now choked with weeds, just as the glorious bygone days of Jonesboro had been suffocated by a grim and unpredictable future. What happened to everybody, little Peggy wanted to know. Maybelle pulled back on the reins. The buggy stopped. It was very simple, she explained, looking deep into her young daughter's eyes. Before the war between the states, the young women who lived in Jonesboro were content to be charming and social, but they embroidered their lives away. For after the war had deprived them of their means, they had nothing left to rely on. They had no skills, no education. Should your own world explode someday, Maybelle said, a new world would replace it. But when everyone loses everything, everyone is equal, except for what each person possesses inside his own brain. Well, little Peggy listened and understood. If she did not go to school, she would end up like the unfortunate inhabitants of Jonesboro, wasting away, depending upon the kindness of strangers. And Peggy never forgot that hot September day. And one day she wrote about it. No, not precisely as it happened, but rather she patterned a character in a novel in part after her own mother, and made the characters say the things that her mother had said. You never knew until right now, but the person in the book is more than anyone who ever lived, like Peggy's mother, Maybelle Mitchell. Of course, you know Peggy's masterpiece, Margaret Mitchell's American masterpiece, has Gone with the Wind. And if you are sufficiently familiar with the dialogue therein, you have recognized Maybelle and her long-ago admonition as words straight from the mouth of... No, not from Scarlett O'Hara. Margaret Mitchell immortalized her mother's strength, her mother's independence, her mother's common sense, even her mother's own words. In a fictional character, the whole world came to love and to admire that fictional character, with the ultimate truth from his lips, was Rhett Butler. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that is blown away. Gone with the wind, my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that is gone with the wind.
Today, Ali Rubel and Herbert Magidson wrote that. And Julie London, 1957.
Sometimes I'd like to settle the wind and ride to where you are. We may meet in a valley or on a green hill. Will I be yours? You know I will. Dearest one, my place in the sun is by your side, I know. So I could, I'd saddle the wind some starry night. I'll saddle the wind and straight to your arms I'll go.
Your wagon.
Away out here, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks were up there dying. They call the wind Mariah. Before I knew and heard her wail and whining, I had a girl and she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left my girl
I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so golden lost, not even God can find me. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. And I'm a lost and lonely man, without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me.
Susanna. More on him in just a bit. Here's Barbara. Dimitri Tiomkin's music.
Love me, love me. Say you do. Let me fly away. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You touch me, I hear the sound of violins. You kiss me, and with your kiss the world begins. Your spring to me, all things to me, your love.
Ned Washington added the lyrics, 1957. And Dmitri Tiomkin. Big fan club for both. Stand by for news. On the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Lou Regani, the music of the star.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration is at odds with a federal judge who suggested the administration might have disregarded his order and deported suspected Venezuelan gang members with no due process. But immigration czar Tom Homan tells ABC's This Week that Immigrations and Customs Enforcement did the right thing.
This will be litigated, but as of right now, I've been assured by the highest levels in ICE that every one of these members, every one of these members TDA.
TDA refers to a Venezuelan gang. The president instructed the attorney general regarding a different kind of enforcement, punishing law firms that engage in what he called frivolous and unreasonable litigation against the United States. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican, released from the Rome hospital where he had been treated for life-threatening double pneumonia. Doctors say he still needs to recover and rest. And two people have been arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and 15 hurt. This is ABC News.